And Christy Moore at the Music Hall on Friday, May 19th at 8:30 p.m. Christy Moore, formerly from the group Planxty, is Ireland's leading contemporary singer-songwriter.
And they went home underneath the road on a silent night, trying not to show.
Christy Moore's first domestic album in North America introduces music to many new fans, and past performances in Toronto have always been the sold-out show. Vortex Records and all the usual Irish outlets.
I'm an ordinary man, nothing special, nothing grand.
Christy Moore, Ireland's leading contemporary singer-songwriter, at the Music Hall on Friday, May 19th at 8:30 p.m., presented by The Long Note and 88.1 CKLN.
88.1. You're listening to 88.1.
Farthest left on the FM dial.
Farthest left on the FM dial.
New initiative, Seamus McPhee. He was up for the 2-week intensive. He was so spot on for an almost continuous period of 2 weeks and made remarkable progress.
Disciple 1, Disciple 1 to Guru 1. Disciple 1 to Guru 1. Come in, Guru, can you hear me?
Father handled my slack by gaining of complete total slack instead of regaining it from the people who stole it from me over the years.
Well, just basically that I think what you're saying is pretty hip.
Yeah, that's right. It is hip. There's no doubt about that.
Must report that there is one matter.
Yeah, Mike, what do you think of the rave reviews my show's getting?
Your show, Bob?
Well, when's your show on?
Well, my show's on Thursday mornings.
Well, mine's on Wednesday at midnight.
Every other Wednesday at midnight, Bob.
Yeah, the Church of the Subgenius.
With Mike Dyer.
And J.R. Bob Dobbs. Mike, some more rave reviews?
Yeah, sure, Bob.
Really provides me a meaning for my existence.
Well,
this is exhilarating. I really get off of this stuff, Bob. This is real radio.
Yes.
The continuity will take care of these problems.
That's right. There's no way that my work is going to be stopped.
The thing is, I'm the greatest artist alive today.
But I believe that these disciples will be looking for the completed intensive overnight.
There we are. Hello. Hello. Good morning. Oh, no more thunder. Are you there? You're not there. Now? Now? What did you plug yourself into? Try a different plug.
Great.
There you are.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Thanks, Mike.
Fuck.
You're great.
We've had a few problems, and we apologize for the 5 or plus minutes so of dead air. But normally we make the switch to Studio B, and it just works so smoothly. And tonight it didn't work. Tonight we made the switch, and without really realizing it, we weren't on the air. So our apologies to our valued listeners. Okay.
Mike, you were very skillful in handling the emergency. We didn't even know we weren't any broadcasting.
That's why we didn't panic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if we'd gone the whole show.
Okay, let's start. Anyways, you want to play the theme? Can you stick the theme in for a second just to get us out of this interval?
The theme? Is that the other tape?
Yeah, the other one there.
The black one.
Yeah, yeah. Side one there.
And you're going to talk under it? Or
yeah, Bob hasn't shown up yet.
Okay, Bob's not here.
Right after the theme, you'll be here. Okay, Mike, we got a buzz. Bob isn't here yet.
Sounds like Bob's elevator now.
Sounds like the Exus light beam transfer system. Mike's handling the logistics to get Bob in. No bodyguard tonight. No buzz, Mike.
Yes, no. It'll work.
It'll work? We'll deal with that later?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to business. Bob's coming in. There he is. Bob is coming in.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, hello, hello.
Bob. Bob, yeah.
Hi.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Sorry, I'm late.
That's
but
all right.
I understand my jamming worked. The station went off the air because I wasn't here. I jammed it. It worked. Set it up. Now I'm here. Now we can work.
Okay.
Let's get down to business. 3 weeks ago, I was last here, and remember I announced the obsolescence of realities? Remember the Bob Fulford... Richard Gwynn program? I said, can't hear you, Mike. Just flip yourself in again.
Fireside chat.
Yeah, and Realities was talked about by me, where I said that I had listened to it for 7 or 8 years, every show, hadn't learned a thing. Do you know what happened, Mike? Within a week, the show was canceled.
Oh, is it?
It was a big flap in local media. The show has been canned. Bob Fulford, he wrote his biography. What's the name of his biography? I think The Luckiest Seat in the House, something like that. You know, he started to boast a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. Bob looked after it. Now, there's a lot that we did. It's been 3 weeks. A lot has happened. Bob has been busy. And what we did was, first, we got rid of Turner, right? We then assassinated the anti-apartheid activists in South Africa. We then caused television effects in China, the students swirling about in the maelstrom, demanding democracy, not knowing they've got more democracy under discounted conditions than they could ever bureaucratize. All right, we did that. We stirred up, the collapse of the economic situation in Jordan. We, we revealed the murders of Abby Hoffman. We...
Ollie North.
We sentenced Ollie North. We caused a little coup in Guatemala yesterday and then stopped it. We made Noriega sweat over the last 48 hours. We made the CKLN bash fill in the blank, right? What did we do with that bash, the budget bash, April 27th? We did something there. That was too close to home, so we won't say what we did. We No, we didn't do that, did we?
No.
So what have I done? A lot. We've jumped from Jordan to China to Guatemala to Panama to Toronto to South Africa. I'm sure we did something in Europe. Ah, yes, we arrested Adnan Khashoggi. Right?
That's going back a ways, isn't it?
That's very close to when I was last here.
Yeah. You celebrated Margaret Thatcher's 10th anniversary in office.
Oh, yeah, we did that. And who is the we that I'm talking about that's doing all this?
Secret Council and the Bob Collective.
Yeah, the Bob Collective. And what is the Bob Collective? How could we translate that into new terms?
Perhaps that could be tonight's theme.
Yeah, the... We could call it...
Who are we?
Yeah, what are we?
What are we?
What? I mean...
Bob are us.
I kill a pro-apartheid... No, I kill an anti-apartheid activist. I mean, that's not popular in certain circles, right? I then kill a dictator. I then kill... Ah, the man in Chinese. Remember that guy died a few weeks ago and caused the riots?
Communist.
I mean, we are killing a lot of people. Also bringing many... Well, environmental matrixes into a resuscitated, artificially resuscitated form of existence. We are doing a lot. What is this we? That should be the sign tonight. I think that the way to approach it would be to look at the statement that Bob made in his last show at the 4:30 slot a year ago, April 20th, Hitler's birthday. He announced to his guests that he was down deep a Catholic, a Roman Catholic. This is shocking. There's a great preference for Gnosticism. The Catholic Church is under pressure today. Doesn't seem to appeal to anybody. And Bob announces that he is a Roman Catholic. Why? How could this be? Well, it's because the Mass is the ultimate art form, the ritual. You think of the symbology of the Last Supper, the wafer and the wine, right? The wafer obviously is something you can see, visual space. It's white, right? The wine is something you imbibe, something that goes inside you. It's interior space. It's dark, it's acoustic, it flows, it's smooth. So, the symbolism of the math, right, behind the Mass, is the white and the purple, the acoustic, the visual. Now, not them to be identified with. It's the interplay. It's the handing, the exchanging, the sharing of it together. And that's tactility. So the mass is showing you the interval between acoustic and visual space, which is tactility. Therefore, that interval, let me just refer to Bob's notes. And Mike, the little Mike, the little high school boy, whose mother interrupted the phone call a month on April 5th, Howard Hughes' death day in 1976, when they cashed in the fake body of Howard Hughes Vance Cooper. Mike, on that night, you were exalted to high, shall we say, page level for the Secret Council of Ten, one of the most exalted page positions, because you were interrupted by your mother on the air. I hope you're listening tonight and getting this metaphor, because this will help you in your future studies. Is how we explain the mass Catholic symbol as applied to electronic conditions. Well, the essence of tactility is mass man, the discarnate state, being everywhere at once and leaving nowhere. Nowhere man. Symbolically, mass man. Now, what happens? The Pope takes that mass man situation, which is, in visual terms, a cartoon. If you want to visualize being everywhere at once, access to all dimensions externally and internally, and subsuming them, the closest you can come up to is a broad outline format, which is the cartoon. So most of our bureaucratic leaders come across as cartoon effects because they're mass man. Now, if you try to privatize that mass man effect, you come up with the Pope's charisma. If you try to tribalize the mass man effect, which is actually putting it into a smaller recontaining something that can't be framed, all right? So privatizing it is the Pope's phenomenon. Tribalizing it is the Ronald Reagan phenomenon. He tries to represent a corporate tribal image as a subsuming of the mass man state. The electric autonomy of mass man, which is every one of us, which is we, we're getting into the we, which we all are under electric tactile conditions, is the mass man, visually a cartoon. We have the cartoon religion of the Catholic Church, the Pope. We have the cartoon religion of the state, Ronald Reagan. He now has a third term under George Bush. What is Gorbachev? Gorbachev is successful and offers a new charisma for the late 80s and early 90s because he's both. He's both tribalized and he's both a religious icon. He's both privatized and tribalized. That's the success of Gorbachev's image, all right? Now, mass man is in the interval between old nature and new nature, old God, new God, old Bob, old Mike, old Tim. That interval is the meaning of the cross. The cross is the X, which means the interplay. That interplay is...
Is that interval consistent? I mean, is there a length?
No, it's boundaries nowhere, right. Centers everywhere.
So the variable between old and new is different for each of us.
Only as you refer to what you were before. We are all the same now. The we that did these things that I inventoried at the top of the show. Mm-hmm. We are doing this. We is the electric condition.
Well, what about those Michaels who were at home in bed, curled under their sheets, wanting to talk to you? And
they are we, and then they will use the telephone and old technology to privatize their discarnate state, make it a one-to-one in old body terms. But it's the content of the electric environment.
Okay.
Right? So the symbology of the Mass, the Catholic Mass, is enhanced when you know the cross. And the cross is the interval. It's the only symbol in the history of religion that is relevant to the discarnate state. Any other symbols, the yin-yang symbol, the Isis symbol, the Aztec symbols, corporate logos for Time Magazine, NHL hockey teams, none of them approach the cross. The cross is the intersection between man and God, man and the universe, man and nature, man and electricity. So that's what Bob is. He's a new kind of Catholic. But it was the original kind, but it was perverted by they. And they is a product of visual space, fragmented man. It's not a we. We are all we under electric conditions. And we did this. We did everything that we read about and hear about today. We did it. How do we get out of that state? The only thing to do is to turn off the electric environment. We are not going to do that. So you're left with nothing but understanding. Understanding is autonomous reason, autonomous perception. All right, it's autonomous. You can have that. And I'm the reason why you can have it. And again, we come back to me. Again, we come back to the topic. If you want to call and talk to Bob, it's 595-1655 or 595-1478. We recommend...
Go for the latter number.
1478.
Superior technology.
Yeah, you've got it figured out, Mike. It's 1478.
I think so, yeah. Too bad Kent's not here because he could run back and forth and help. But,
where is Kent?
He's going to be late tonight. He said he'd be late. There's the phone. Okay, look.
Well, let's get Tim to handle that.
Why don't you talk, and I'll go in and set up the phone.
Okay. All right, to continue the talk, there is a possibility that Bob should get a little paranoid. There's some streetcars and bumper stickers going around. And you know what's on the bumper stickers, Tim?
No,
this is
what?
This is Tim Howe we're talking to.
Hello.
There's a new bumper sticker. It says Ram Bob. R-A-M-B-O-B.
Why would
Ram Bob?
Ram Bob?
Right, that's what I'm wondering. Is this a cartoon attempt to privatize Bob's discarnate state into a tiny level of paranoia?
I think there's something happening here.
In Toronto?
I think so.
And that's the meaning of Ram Bob?
I think Bob is an endangered species in Toronto.
Oh, we are endangered. Tim.
Hey, we should have a caller there.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, but you're on.
Oh, can you hold on? I have to turn down the radio.
Okay, great. How did you do that, Mike? This is great. This is excellent work. It's louder. It's better than being in the other room.
Hi.
Hi. Are you listening?
There?
Yeah, you?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. You're talking to Bob. You have to keep your radio up just a little bit, I guess.
He can't hear us.
Come on, Bob. Stop doing
okay,
that.
Okay. Let's tell him to go over and turn
the radio. Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Turn the radio up. I think we got a problem.
Just a little bit, yeah. This is a...
Yeah, this guy will not know.
I'll go pick up the line.
Yeah, tell him. Anyways, the Ram Bob bumper stickers.
Hi.
Hi.
You better just turn up your radio a little bit.
Why?
Just so you can hear us.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Would Bob like some water in the meantime?
No, why? Have you got some?
No, I can go and get some, though.
No, don't. No.
We're working out the bugs.
What a night.
Working out the bugs.
It's part and parcel. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, that's where we had our fundraising bash, right?
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear us now?
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
Are you Catholic?
No.
Good.
Okay. The theme tonight is Who Are We? Do you have a question for Bob?
Are you also on the phone? Because I can't hear you from the phone, only the radio.
Well, we're on the air. I guess listen to what's on the air.
Yeah, listen through your radio.
Okay. I'll have to turn it up a bit more.
It's awkward. Okay, sure. We can talk.
We got time.
Yeah. So what about those Jays, huh? They're really, really bombing out this year.
What happened?
They just seem to be losing, aren't they?
You believe that? They aren't losing. They never lose. Come on, Mike. Think positive. Be positive. Hallucinate in the right, correct, proper proportion. Michael Snow, audience. Michael Snow, the audience.
I'm back again.
Great. We're waiting for you. You're a good caller. You're very patient.
Thanks. Michael Snow, is he Catholic?
No.
No. Okay. He does a... something really good. I wouldn't mind hearing. Are you talking about Michael Snow, the musical composer?
Yes.
Oh, he did something sounded sort of tribal. I heard something.
The last LP.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't remember what it was called or anything like that, but it was really strange. Anyway.
You got some insights from it?
Pardon?
Did you make some discoveries listening to it?
It didn't inspire me in any way. I just thought it was really entertaining.
All right. That's a phenomenon of the we situation we're talking about. You find everything entertaining, but it doesn't activate insight or discovery. Isn't there a problem there?
A problem there?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
You're right. There's no problem there.
Yeah.
On to the next topic.
All right. What is the difference between the tribalized image of Reagan and the privatized image of the Pope?
Your friend's laughing in the background. Why?
My friend?
Yeah, there's some giggling in the background.
Those are my two cats. There's a kitten and an older cat.
Bob, just get...
They're beating each other up.
You live alone? You live alone? Up yours, Mike. You live alone, buddy?
No.
Yeah.
Just get to the end.
With
okay.
My cat.
Okay, the problem is, what's the difference between the tribalized... And you remember your question?
Yes.
Say it again.
The tribalized image of Reagan and the privatized image of the Pope.
Thank you. You were really listening. Thank you. Do you understand the concept or the percept of discarnate man? Do you know what that is?
No.
Well, you're discarnate right now in the sense that you were in your house, you're in the radio station, and you're everywhere else that is listening. All right? You're in more than one place at the same time right now. Okay? At least your voice is. All right?
Right.
It's disembodied. You're doing something your body cannot do. With the electric environment, you can do this. All right?
Right.
Now, it's hard to visualize the dimensions of that state. I mean, you can't really boundaryize where your voice is going. And the fact that wherever it's going, you're there. And the people that are listening to your voice are where you are. All right? Pretty hard to put a frame around that. That's the discarnate state.
Okay.
Now, no images can approximate that. No acoustic or visual or kinetic images can...
Approximate the concept?
Yeah, approximate the percept, the actual experience. All right? So the second best thing is to fake a containing of it or framing of it with some kind of all-encompassing charisma. You can either privatize it or tribalize it. To privatize it means to emphasize the private citadel of consciousness, your own private, singular, autonomous sense of perception. All right? That's the privatized level. Now, the Pope enhances that because he hoiks up Christ as the ultimate extension of man. Christ representing the supreme victory and triumph of individuality.
Okay.
All right. Now, Reagan, he tries to frame the discarnate situation in a tribal mode, tribal meaning the Western archetype of industrial activity. All right. We could call it Americanism, the American system, the industrial world. Now, he is an image of that. He takes the tribal effect of industrialism, all right, the assembly line situation, and he represents that as an image for people on the media. So he is representing the collective part of yourself, not the private citadel of consciousness. He's representing that part of yourself that is in touch with everything else on the human domain. All right?
Yeah.
In other words, it's social. You think of the Pope as private, individual, tribalized as social. Now, they're both trying to represent that in the context of discarnate mass man situation. And the best they can come up with is a cartoon image, an image which has very broad outlines, no filled-in detail, that everybody can project into, identify with. You got that?
Well... Not totally. When you say cartoon image, I kind of, assumed that you meant sort of a simplified image. But when you say broader, that contradicts that.
Oh, yeah. I do mean simplified in its effect. It's a very simple outline used to communicate the image, but it has an effect that everybody can identify with. It does, literate man calls it a one-dimensionalizing or simplifying. A simplifying of the discarnate state. It's nowhere near the discarnate state, but we do not have any appropriate images for that other than the cross itself, which is the interval. In other words, the Pope and Reagan are hijacking old images, trying to claim they are resonant with new relevance, and they will fail. And hence, every interaction of our institutions will have a cartoon effect. You know, the Roadrunner effect. Any kind of a bizarre image you can think of in cartoons is the way media turn out. It sounds like Tim's got a... Oh, okay. Tim is leaning in with significance. He had nothing to say. You see, what I'm talking about is pretty hard to explain. I just threw that metaphor out for privatized and tribalized image to get someone to ask me what it means, so then I could tell them what the discarnate state is. And that's what you're learning now, is what the discarnate state is. You're getting it on the phone via radio. All right, that's mass man. That's the important thing, that it can't be imaged. It can't be imaged, can't be perceived.
Okay, or at least not.
What?
Okay.
You get that?
Sense. Some extent, I guess. But
see, I make up patterns as red herrings and repeats of the path to getting the perception of discarnate man. So I made up this pattern of tribalized and privatized cartoon image as a way of getting you to talk to me, and when you talk to me on the air, you immediately get the percept of mass man experience. That's what my job is to impart that knowledge directly through contact with me.
Okay, so how does, how am I, how is this my, by talking to you and being discarnated, how am I, how is this only a false image of me and not, how is this only a false reproduction of me and not the me that you would have if we were having a conversation one-on-one in person?
Because if we were one-on-one, we'd be in our simple bodies and we'd be communicating within that framework. You are, try to imagine, try to feel where you are now.
Pardon?
Try to feel where you are now. Where are you now?
I'm in my apartment.
And but you're also here in our studio, and you're also on the radio, on the network, all over Toronto and vicinity. You are, your being is being transmitted all over the place. You're not just in your apartment.
True, but
and stay with that insight. Keep working with it and see how it relates to everything else.
Pardon?
Stay with that percept, with that insight, and see how it works with everything else, or how it relates with everything else. No images. Scientists cannot explain this state. They can't come up with any models that approximate this state.
I don't know what you mean.
What you mean by that is that you can't image what I just said in relation to your direct experience.
I can't grasp what you're saying, but I couldn't grasp it any more easily if I were in your studio.
Well, no, you already are in my studio. You,
but not in the person.
Yeah, you couldn't grasp it if we were together privately off air someplace. That's right. You're not having the experience then, but you're having it right now. Remember, you are being broadcast all over the place.
Right.
And all those people that are listening to you are in your room. They're in your apartment right now with you. They are there with you.
They're discarnated.
That's right. Yeah, you both. We both are. We all are.
Okay. It would be relative, I guess. So there is relative discarnation.
If you're happy with that way of saying it, then you start a religion based on that.
I'll start a private religion.
Yeah.
One that's so privatized nobody knows about it but me.
Okay.
Well, and everybody that's listening right now.
We better move along.
Oh, wait a minute. I do need to respond to that. Yes, we do have a group for those people who privatize their discarnate state to a religion that nobody knows. We have a group. It's called Unknowns Anonymous. You are now a member of Unknowns Anonymous when you're doing your own private religion. But I tell you, I urge you to remember the experience you're having right now and relate it to everything else you experience.